Good morning, June 21st, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's briefing tracks cannabis policy from Illinois to Virginia, alongside a concrete federal grants deadline coming up on July 8th. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. Starting with reporting and analysis, Parabola Center has a piece on how Illinois marijuana rules built a marketplace controlled by a few. Filter reports that Virginia's governor and lawmakers have struck a deal to legalize marijuana sales. Taken together, those two items point to a familiar tension between opening legal markets and deciding who gets to participate in them. Also from Filter, there are growing calls to integrate tobacco harm reduction into drug services. On the international front, Talking Drugs reports that a South African coalition has launched a push for decriminalization under the message, "Now it's our time." And Slate features Justice Gorsuch's Ode to Weed, centered on the Supreme Court and marijuana users' gun rights. A few items in the social stream are worth noting. One post highlights a new experimental fentanyl vaccine developed by Scripps Research, described as a way to block fentanyl before deadly overdoses start. Another post from Guy Felicella describes conversations in the Granville area with people who are homeless and using drugs, and says they are now spread out across alleys, doorways, and streets. That kind of street-level observation can matter, because service access often changes when people are dispersed rather than concentrated. There is also a contrasting message in opposition discourse. One post argues for involuntary institutionalization, zero tolerance for public drug use, broken windows policy, expanded treatment and housing, and making encampments illegal. In research, one paper in eClinical Medicine asks how to facilitate research on the risks and potential benefits of novel psychoactive substances. A separate study in the International Journal of Prison Health looks at unmet needs for opioid agonist therapy in Iranian prisons. And Addiction Science and Clinical Practice features research on telemedicine and increased retention in medications for opioid use disorder treatment. That finding is especially practical for programs weighing whether remote access helps people stay engaged in care. On the policy front, Massachusetts has enacted a law modernizing the Commonwealth's cannabis laws. At the local level, Baltimore has Ordinance 26-0168, a supplementary state fund operating appropriation that provides $500,000 for the MR Office of Homeless Services. Looking at current funding, the Health Resources and Services Administration has two Rural Communities Opioid Response Program opportunities, RCORP Impact and RCORP Planning. Both are current, and both have a deadline of July 8, 2026, so that timeline is approaching soon. Also current, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration is offering Preventing Youth Overdose, Treatment, Recovery, Education, Awareness, and Training, with a deadline of July 16, 2026. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. And one action item in activism: Mobilize Recovery is urging people to send a public comment to HHS on recovery support. If that comment opportunity is relevant to your work, this is a good moment to check the submission details directly. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.